The Lord then spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I am going to give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord. For 6 years you shall sow your field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard and gather in its produce. But during the 7th year the land shall have a Sabbath rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. You shall not sow shall have a sabbatical year. All of you shall have the Sabbath produce of the land as food for yourself, your male and female slaves, and your hired worker, and your foreign resident, those who live as strangers among you, even your cattle and the animals that are in your shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family. You shall have the 50th year as a jubilee. You shall not sow nor harvest its aftergrowth, nor gather grapes from its untrimmed vines, for shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. On this year of Jubilee, each of you shall return to his own property. Furthermore, if you make a sale to your friend or buy from your friend's hand, you shall not wrong one another corresponding to the number. Shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God.
You shall therefore follow my statutes and keep my judgments, so as to carry them out, so that you may live securely on the land. Then the land will yield its produce.
that you can eat your fill and live securely on it. But if you say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year if we do not sow nor gather in our produce? Then I will so order my blessing for you in the sixth year that it will bring forth the produce for 3 years. When you are sowing the eighth year, you can still eat old things from the produce, eating the old until the ninth year when its produce comes in. Fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor that he sells part of his property, then his closest redeemer is to come and buy back what his relative has sold. Or in case someone has no redeemer but recovers to find sufficient means for its redemption, then he shall calculate the years since its sale and refund the balance to the man to whom he sold it, and so return to his property. But if he has not found sufficient means to get it back for himself, then what he has sold shall remain in the hands of its purchaser until the year of Jubilee. But at the Jubilee, it shall revert, so that he may return to his property. Likewise, if a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then his redemption right remains valid until a full year after its sale. His right of redemption lasts a full year. But if it is not bought back for him within the space of a full year, then the house that is in the walled city passes permanently to its purchaser throughout his generations. It does not revert in the Jubilee. Houses of the villages, however, which have no surrounding wall, shall be regarded as open fields. They have redemption rights and revert in the Jubilee.
Like a stranger or a resident, so that he may live with you. Do not take any kind of interest from him, but fear your God, so that your countrymen may live with you. You shall not give him your silver at interest, nor your food for profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. Now if a countryman of yours becomes so poor with regard to you that he sells himself to you, you shall not subject him to a slave service. He shall be with you as a hired worker. Servants whom I brought out from the land of Egypt. They are not to be sold in a slave sale. You shall not rule. You can use them as permanent slaves, but in respect to your countrymen, the sons of Israel, you shall not rule with severity over one.
Of a stranger or of a foreign resident with you become sufficient, and a countryman of yours becomes poor in relation to him, and sells himself to a stranger who is residing with you, or to the descendants of a stranger's family, then he shall have redemption right after he has been sold. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle's son may redeem him, or one of his blood relatives from his family may redeem him. Or if he prospers, he may redeem himself. He then, with his purchaser, shall calculate from the year when he sold himself to him, up to the year of Jubilee. And the
price of his sale shall correspond.